Hey, everybody, it's Maria Boynton. My guest is attorney Tiffany Roberts. You're working with the Ebenezer Social Justice Ministry, right?
Right. Yes, I am. I'm the chair of the ministry.
And what event do y'all have coming up?
We are launching our Freedom Day Bailout Project, which is an event or a campaign where we are bailing community members out of jail on June 19th, which is Juneteenth. But we're also launching a campaign to convince prosecutors to refrain from asking for money bail for several offenses.
When does this all start and who are you targeting here?
Wednesday, June the 6th at 6 p.m. at Ebenezer. We're doing it instead of Bible study with an event called Money Moves featuring Ferguson activist Tef Poe, where we hope to educate the community about the ills of cash bail. And then from there, our volunteers from our church and other social justice organizations will be bailing people out of jail the week of June 11th. It'll all culminate in an event at the church on Juneteenth. Around 12 o'clock.
Now, who is this meant to help?
This is meant to help the victims of the war on drugs or people that are mostly impacted by our prison industrial complex. Social Justice Ministry, we are seeking to end mass incarceration, and we believe that the war on drugs is one of the most insidious components of mass incarceration. So we are targeting people impacted by the war on drugs. So that means people charged with drug offenses or people who live in environments in which the drug war is wreaking havoc on their folk.
Is there a process? What do people need to do?
If you are interested in volunteering, you can go to bit.ly Freedom Day Volunteer, and there's a form where you can sign up to volunteer. It's bit.ly/ Freedom Day Volunteer. If you are looking for us to consider one of your family members or loved ones to be bailed out, you can also email us at freedomdaybailout@gmail.com.
Why is this needed?
This is needed because just like in the tradition of our ancestors who had to buy freedom of formerly enslaved people, we have to highlight the ills of cash bail, but also give service to those who are suffering right now. We have people losing their lives and their families and their housing simply because they can't pay to get out of jail.
As I recall, the city eliminated cash bail. So what does this have to do with that?
Sure. So the cash bail reform was on the municipal level. So the city council in February of this year passed a cash bail reform bill, but that only impacts people charged with municipal court ordinances in the city of Atlanta Municipal Court. It doesn't impact Fulton County and DeKalb County courts. So we are targeting prosecutors in Fulton County and DeKalb County to change their money bail practices.
How crucial is this for some of those that are in there? What are they missing out on simply because they don't have the money?
People are actually dying. So one of the things that it's most important to remember is when people are incarcerated, they don't have access to the same health care, the same medications, and they don't have access to their support system. And so we have people, we recently had a young man in Rockdale County who actually died of dehydration in pretrial detention. And Attorney Mowley Davis is taking that up. We have people who lose their children because they're in pretrial detention. We have folks who lose their jobs. Just a couple of days of no call, no shows at most wage jobs, you will lose your job. And it's so much harder to get a job with an arrest on your record, a recent arrest on your record. So there's so much at stake. We're talking about families of immigrants being torn apart by our government. We have to remember that the prison industrial complex is tearing people apart. The war on drugs is ripping family members, parents out of households where they could be taking care of their children.
Attorney Tiffany Roberts, thank you.
Thank you so much, Maria.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.